This is the Radio Bros show.
What's up? What's up?
Okay, that's a new voice. Before we get into that, let's just say real quick, we'll do the logistics. This is the Radio Bros show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Diego, or my radio name is Diego.
Scrumptious McGee.
Yeah.
DJ Abu Sali.
This is Alex, and my radio name is Makel.
We got a guest on our show tonight, Alex Makel. Give it up for Alex.
Give it up for Matt. Yeah.
Coming from our floor, fourth floor, Houston. Represent. Alex, you're a very fun guy. We appreciate you coming here. Why do you think you wanted to come here?
Just kind of vibe out with the boys, listen to some nice music, get like different perspectives and shit. Listen to some different music, kind of.
That's good to hear.
Time.
Beautiful.
Different music. We've got some new music. We'll play this right now. We'll come back with the PSA pretty soon. We've got all kinds of diverse stuff going on. Right now we've got The Best, I think it's called, by AWOL Nation. Some new AWOL Nation's always pretty good, so let's get it going. Up, we're back. That was The Best by AWOL Nation. Came out November 4th. Pretty good. We've got a PSA. It's a little untraditional. We're not opening up the book. We've just got some stuff to say, and that is that you can donate to the station for our fall donation drive. That's right. If you like our channel, give us money. Not us specifically, but like the whole station as a whole. You can go to WMFO.org, check out donate, give us some money, maybe get a t-shirt if you give enough, I think is what they're doing, but I didn't read it enough to know exactly what's going on. I just know that they like money, and if you guys have money, you can give us the money.
And if you do want to give us directly money, then you can Venmo Ulysses Wintle.
Can you spell that, Venmo. Sir?
I don't know how to. At @ULYSSESWINTLE, all one word. And you don't get any prizes for that or really anything. Like, I probably won't even respond to your, like, Venmo message, but I'll have your money.
Yeah.
So, in that way, it'll be a win for you and a win for me.
You can think about it as, like, you can maybe feel satisfied with yourself because you helped us out, but we also have unlimited meal plans. So, you're kind of, like, pouring a bucket of water in the ocean, but we still really appreciate it.
Yeah. You guys should donate to WMFO, and then right after that, donate to me as well.
Yeah. Download Venmo. It's on the App Store. I don't have it, but he does. Should be good. All right. Do you want to talk about your song, Solomon, the next one coming up at all? Or?
Yes. So next up, after a beautiful delivery from our comedy boys, is Nangs by Tame Impala. Nangs is short for The Reveal Will Come Soon.
All right.
Oh,
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Quick announcement. NANGS is short slang for nitrous oxide. Don't try that at home, kids. Keep it for the wisdom teeth removal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the second song you guys heard is called Music for Other People by Parker Clone, which is a band from Austin, and I went to high school with them, so I just thought I'd plug them on the show. If you guys like that, you should check out Parker
Always
Clone.
Support your music friends.
They're so dope, and they deserve to be, like, dope in Austin and in Boston.
Yo.
So Austin, you should totally, like,
Strokes Part 2.
You should hit them up. Yeah, they're pretty dope. Anyway.
All right, this next song we've got is a recommendation from our guest, Alex.
Cued from our guest, Alex. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it at all?
It's A$AP Rocky off of his, like, latest album, which is, like, not, like, that new. It was from 2018, Testing. It's, like, a cool, like, kind, in a way, psychedelic song. I don't know. It's Fuck Sleep. Pretty appropriate for this time. It's 2 o'clock. Yeah, that's a good song, though.
Let's get on
it's
to
okay,
it.
It's okay, FCC. That's the name of the song.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Here we go.
Fuck sleep, come clean, zone. Can't forget that I'm golden. Can't forget where I'm going. Fuck popo, police, enemies, fake homies. Can't forget that I'm a OG. Better act like you know it. Blunt smoke, smoke weed, codeine, cough. Tell a bitch that I'm awesome. Better back the fuck up off. Coco, Celine, Tiffany, she flossy. Ain't concerned with who bought these. Can't forget that she bossy. We was buying surfboards, trying to ride the wave. I was cooking up another fucking tidal wave. Had to get entitled motherfuckers out of the way. Had to take another title, sorry for the wait. Barely ever took a break on fashion like my time. Need more hours in the day. I apologize if I'm late. Tap the vein, whoa. Barely look like I'm awake. Darker shades, bluer veins, bluer money in the bank. Bro, fuck off, fuck sleep, come clean. Zone. Can't forget that I'm golden. Can't forget where I'm going. Fuck popo, police, enemies, fake homies. Can't forget that I'm a OG. Better act like you know it. I remember I was poor and I was young and living homeless. Now I rock the Ricky Owens. Eyes looking like you rolling. Got new bags under my eyelids. New bags up in my closet. New bags like I went shopping. New bags on new bags. Mine's been a scene two now. Meeting up on my downtime. Hit the waves with a new sound. House tunes with a screw down. Let's go. Take a second, thank the Lord. Another one to call my folks. Hit my mama on the phone. She like, son, you the boy. Focus, don't get caught up in the moment. Can't forget that I'm golden. Don't forget that I'm chosen. Fuck off, fuck sleep, come clean, zone. Can't forget that I'm golden. Can't forget where I'm going. Fuck popo, police, enemies, fake homies. Can't forget that I'm a OG. Better act
they
like you know
call me
it.
Bitch. Burn me like saffron. My nectar is golden. A child of the oldest. My touch is righteous. I virus my Midas. I'm
sleep, come clean, zone. Can't forget that I'm golden. Can't forget where I'm going. For popo, police, enemies, fake homies. Can't forget that I'm a OG. Better act like you know it.
Alright, hello, hello. We're back. That was Fuck Sleep by A$AP Rocky. And again, FCC, that's the name of the song, so come at me. We've got a request from my brother. I asked him before the show if he wanted me to play anything, and he wanted me to play Casual Trouble by Drulu, which is a group that we both really like, and they're a little bit more electronic, and the song's kind of whack, but you know, we're just gonna play it. I thought Casual Trouble was kind of a fitting name based off of the last song. Like, it's kind of trouble what we're saying on air, but it's casual because it's the name of the song, so like, we're just rolling with it. All right, here's Casual Trouble by Drew Lew.
Corners that brighten. La, 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 la. see ya, I still see ya. Doing everything that we said we gon' do. Girl, I still see ya, I still see ya. Putting all my pride and my girl to the side, cause I still see ya, I still see ya. Smoking on my weed in the corner in the street, so I can still see ya, I still see ya. You wanna be me, I wanna eat ya. I wanna meet your ex, so I can beat them. And have a daughter, and be a teacher. And never follow, and be a leader. And baby girl, I still see ya. I got a light-skinned bitch who look like bitch love. And she fight and fuck me in the same clothes. But when I put that daddy, baby, daddy, papa show, she curl her toes and close her eyes. I'm finna jump, she out of yours. I still call ya, whichever way you wanna, baby girl, it's on ya. I got the money, you got the problems, so I can solve it, but I still need ya. I still see ya, and that's okay, baby, I'm a nigga Gina. Yeah, most of them either she's a visa. That right, hell yeah. Anyways, we can get them moving on the dance floor, no choice.
Hey.
Hello.
What we just played was Solid Ground by Maps and Atlases. Shout out to Discover Weekly, the Spotify program, because Yuli found this really cool song.
Quite amazing.
And the other one was Meditation featuring Jasmine Sullivan and Keitranada. And it's by Goldlink. Yeah.
Alrighty. And our next song is from another local Austin artist that I happen to know personally. His name is Andy Degrassi. I don't think that's how you say it. Degrassi, The Next Generation, if anybody guys remember that show. That's basically his last name. And he, in middle school, started a rap career. And it's like super, super white rap. But somehow he's like famous now. So it's I guess in. I'm going to play some right of his now. Music. This music has over a million hits somehow.
And what's his name?
Young Nugget.
Young Nugget.
Young Nugget. Spelled Y-U-N-G Nugget.
Got some Young Nugget.
Young Nugget coming at you.
And I show no remorse. Fuck that bitch Karen, I'll take her to court. If you keep on staring, I'm getting a bell. These alcoholic parents, does that ring a bell? I didn't hit her, the bitch must have fell. The police don't believe me, I'm going to jail.
My wife has killed the kids. I cannot live like this. Karen, take me back. I don't know what I did.
Karen is gone, now I'm feeling pissed. And I'll take the kids to their soccer practice. Sold our wedding ring to put ice on my wrist. And all that bitch is dead to me, she will be missed. Took our kids to class, she was fucking the teacher. And she blocked my number, I can't even reach her. I went to the soccer game so I could see her. But she wasn't there, so I sat in the bleachers.
I might be gay, I hate this chick. Lying, that's the Jameson. If I never had them kids, I could've fucked a famous bitch.
Now my days just ain't no fun. Thought she was my number one in my life, and now it's done. Had to do it all because
my wife has took the kids. I cannot live like this. Karen, take me back. I don't know what I did.
I don't know what I did.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you hear that. It's a little preview, but I'm going to fade it out just for a second. We got to talk about that a little bit. But yeah, that was She Took the Kids by Young Nugget, Shotgun Willie, and Young Cracker. Young Nugget is apparently a genius,
yeah,
according to
Yulee.
Yeah,
he's a child genius.
He's a child genius,
well,
and
I guess
a musical
young man.
Prodigy.
He's a young man genius, but when he was a child, he was definitely a special one. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
Special. Insightful. In what way?
He's just really special. He's a really, really special kid.
Unique character.
Unique. He's not special. Unique.
He's a unique individual.
Sorry, unique kid.
By his name, Young Nugget. You have to be unique for that.
Yeah.
All right. This goes out to all my gamers tonight. It's the Pokemon theme song.
Okay, gamers.
Let's go, gamers.
Let's rock.
Let's rock, gamers.
Boomer.
This is the Pokemon theme song. We've got the Pokemon game coming out tonight. So if you've got Sword or Shield, or you're trying to send that petition to Donald Trump to stop the sales of it happening for some reason, some people are doing that. Whatever side you're on.
Can we get an explanation, actually?
Yeah. So apparently some people are kind of PO'd at Game Freak for making the Pokemon game the first game ever to not feature every Pokemon in it.
What?
Thus far. Yeah, there's only like 400 or 500 because of...
Only 500?
So I can't...
I know, right?
As if
that's not enough.
Are you saying that I can't have Pikachu in the new Pokemon game?
You can have Pikachu, but you can't have... I don't know which ones aren't included.
Can I have Chikorita?
There's no Staraptor. What?
Can I have Chikorita?
I'm not sure. I think so. There's no Staraptor.
What, if I can't have Chikorita?
It's just randomly selected. Like Eevee still has all its evolutions, but like there's some Sinnoh Pokemon that aren't there. And some people are really peeved. But,
I'm
like,
so confused. That's so confusing.
I know, but I've caught all of them. Like multiple times.
You've caught all the Pokemon?
Every game I've caught every Pokemon.
You've got it.
I don't have a life. I have 300 hours on Omega Ruby, dude. I don't have a life. I just play Pokemon all the time.
Oh my god.
It's kind of disgusting, right? But like as someone who has done the 850 trek multiple times, I'm kind of okay that they're not including all of them.
DJ Go, I have a question for you.
Yeah, yeah. Hours.
What is the best shiny Pokemon you ever caught?
Wow, the best shiny Pokemon I ever caught. You know me well. I'm a shiny hunter.
Fine. Yeah, you look like a shiny hunter.
I am a shiny hunter.
You look
hunter.
Like you're hunting for shinies right now.
I actually, I don't know, maybe type null from like X and Y. I soft reset for that one. That one was pretty good.
Excuse me? Can you repeat that?
yeah. English, so it's like please. A legendary, which okay. means you can't like encounter it in the wild. You have to like encounter it. And if it's not a shiny, you go back to the start menu before like your last save and just go until it is a shiny. That took like a while and a bunch of study halls that I wasn't supposed to have my DS in.
What was the name of that Pokemon? I'm gonna look it up.
Type null, like
type null
colon and then null.
A colon?
Yeah, his name has a colon in it.
What does Jesus. It look like?
I have a colon in me, but let's not talk about that.
So yeah, so some people are really mad that they aren't introducing all the Pokemon in this one. So they like some dude sent a petition to the White House. And if it gets 100,000 signs,
this thing is weird looking.
Then do this obviously, the White House will
right.
stop
look at
it.
This. Like they're not going to stop the sales of it.
This
but
thing
they were
is
like,
sick.
It's really sick. Yeah, and when it's shiny, Pokemon. It's like brown and silver and stuff.
I'm gonna go to a better picture.
But
that's what it looks like. Bro.
Do those like
that
petitions
is
like actually
Pokemon
do anything though?
Cool. Yeah, like, as soon as it gets to 100,000 signs, then the White House has to actually acknowledge it. Like they have to send a response back to the people that says like, why would we ever do this?
Which Pokemon game is this from?
That one's from X and Y.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it existed. I played X and Y.
I think it's from X and Y.
You didn't spend
wait. Type null is from... No, yeah, it's definitely... Wait, is it? Dude, I don't know. I think it's from Sun and Moon. It's definitely
Sun and Moon.
Dang.
Actually, wow.
Just when I thought I knew it all.
Wow.
No, yeah, because it's in the Middle Island. It's in the Middle Island. Dang.
This guy thought he was a Pokemon expert.
I thought
but
I was
turns
a Pokemon
out,
master. Even.
Turns out he has a couple. He's another 800 Pokemon to catch.
Ah, dang. You'd think after resetting and seeing the title menu of that game, like
ooh, I found a picture
738 times, by the way, which is low odds. That was pretty good.
Found a really funny comic of Null, Pokemon.
Of type Null.
Yeah, look. Let's see.
It says, don't ever talk to me or Null ever again with Gladion, because Gladion's edgy. Maybe we'll play some Gladion theme tonight. It's Gladion's not, got a good battle theme.
I think we should just instead talk about Pokemon for the rest of the show. Which really isn't that long. It's like
there's only 20 minutes left.
We could each go around and talk about our favorite Pokemon, though.
You want to?
I'd be down, because my favorite is Absol.
Dude, Absol is super sick.
That's pretty cool.
He looks pretty cool.
Absol
I have no idea.
Solomon's lost. He's like Pikachu because he exists.
I collected cards when I was younger.
Oh, yeah?
More than
collected
I played
cards?
The games.
My mom sold all my cards when I was a kid.
Oh,
my
you
sister
were one of those households?
Took all my cards, 11-year-old. She took all my EXs, and sold them on eBay.
Yo.
She's 11 years old.
Dang.
She is a businesswoman.
Profit.
Jeez, how much did she make?
She made a good amount.
Yeah, EXs sell for quite a bit sometimes.
She's set up, like she doesn't have to work.
Dude, she's done.
She's done.
She's
set for life.
My favorite Pokemon probably was Charizard.
Charizard's pretty sick.
It's pretty basic, to be honest.
It's actually that's so basic. No, my favorite one, I can't remember the actual, it was like a sea monster.
Gyarados?
Gyarados, probably.
Yes,
yeah.
Gyarados.
That's also basic.
Oh, come on. Give me a break here.
No, Gyarados is pretty sick.
All right, guest Alex.
I don't know. Maybe like Dragonite. But like that's a basic one. But like, I don't know. It's just like cool to get.
Yeah, Dragonite's pretty sick.
I don't actually know. Like the orange hippo with wings?
Yeah, the really weird kind of
like
Dumbo looking dragon.
It evolves so weird because it's like a...
It's like an eel.
Yeah,
it's a bigger eel.
It's like a worm and then a slightly bigger worm.
Yeah,
and then it's
just this like big dopey dragon.
It's a fat hippo with wings.
But it's
I have a shiny Dragonite. That one's pretty cool because he kind of looks like a mix between Barney and the Incredible Hulk. So...
It's green
Yo,
and purple.
Yo, Dialga, though?
Yeah, it's green and purple.
Dialga.
Dialga's pretty sick.
Everyone knows that Darkrai is the best.
Darkrai is the best from Sinnoh? Yeah. The best Sinnoh legendary?
Yeah.
Really?
Are the Reggie Sinnoh?
How many listeners have we lost?
No, but Regigigas is the big one.
Then Regigigas.
My actually favorite is Mewtwo.
Yeah, Mewtwo.
Mewtwo EX? Yo, I had a couple of those.
Yeah, Mewtwo EX.
You had a couple of Mewtwo EXs.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, I sold cards, and I bought them, and I traded them, and I stole them, too. I mean, it was everything.
Okay. Pokemon on the streets.
Let's play some
joke.
Music.
It was a joke.
Wow, we're just not going to talk about my favorite Pokemon. Fine.
No, I already know what it is. It's probably like Chikorita or
Diego Alga.
Or like Staryu. I bet it's Staryu.
You're really
you Misty
close.
Fanboy.
You're so close, actually. You're just 656 Pokedex entries off, but you know,
wow.
Very close.
Please don't tell me that's the actual number.
All right. Oh, we're gonna become Pokemon masters with the next one. Hope you guys all enjoy playing the new game. Let's get it on.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause.
That was the Pokemon theme song. By the way, I was off. I thought it was 656, but that landed on Turtonator. And he's pretty cool, but he's not cool enough to justify being my favorite. I feel ashamed and embarrassed. Thank you, Yuli, for calling me out on never being a Pokemon master. Anyway, Solomon, do you want to talk about...
Next up, now we're in the theme song wave. So if you've seen Get Smart, you will recognize this song.
Dun,
dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's pretty good, pretty good.
And Steve check Carell. Out that movie if you haven't.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
Steve Carell, The Rock, movie. Whole crew.
Who's the lady in that movie?
I always forget her name.
She is
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway, yeah.
Anne Hathaway.
Exactly. Oh, she's so good looking. I respect her so much.
You respect her work.
Great
ethic.
Actors and actresses.
She, yeah,
well, very Anne funny Hathaway. Movie. She's like the very fine looking lady.
Is it Anne Hathaway?
She's in Les Miserables. Yeah, yeah,
she is. Yeah,
she's just like Megan Fox. I respect her immensely as an actress.
No, yeah, she's much better than Megan Fox.
Right. She's very good looking.
For her roles in Transformers, I respect her immensely.
Yeah, Megan Fox was a very necessary character.
She posed excellently on the hood of that car.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yo, I actually watched a video of her posing on the hood of the car today. Like, it was on YouTube recommendations.
And you were like, right. All right, Megan Fox.
You just wanted to admire her acting talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sugar, honey.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Our guest is...
he's kind of off the walls tonight.
Yeah, he's kind of off the
he's
walls.
Rambunctious.
All right, let's get to this theme song and stop talking about actresses.
Megan Fox.
Thank you.
right, we're going to come in and just say that we had a caller request this song and the next one coming up. There are two parts, The Perfect Crime, one and two.
The first one is 15 minutes long, so yeah, we cut it off a little short. Sorry, caller.
I'm very sorry, caller, but our show ends in 7 minutes, so we want to play both of your songs, so we're going to transition to the next one. We might cut that one a little short just so that we can make our outro statement as well.
Yeah, but we very much appreciate the call.
We might get it. We might have a third. If it's not too long, we might have a third song from Alex.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
But maybe we just won't let him. Like, he's kind of like he's been a little bit of a rogue element. So we might just not let him speak.
That kid is crazy.
He is crazy.
All right, here comes The Perfect Crime number two.
Finds a surefire backfire.
All right, really quickly, so let me make it in the thing. This is the Radio Bro Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free From Radio. My name is DeJago.
I am Scrumptious McGee.
This is Abu Sali.
I am Magel.
Thank you so much to our caller for recommending the songs, and we're